A new 300-pound nurse's aide at Delaware's Christiana Hospital draws curious looks from patients, visitors, and staff alike. Its name is Moxie. WHYY's Chris Barish spent some time with staffers and the unusual hire with heart-shaped eyes.
Tina Merritt approaches her new assistant in Christiana's cardiac unit. The registered nurse leans in close to her team member.
Hi, Moxie. Did you have a delivery?
That sound you just heard was a meep. It was emitted by Moxie the Cobot, short for a collaborative robot that is equipped with artificial intelligence. Christiana and a handful of hospitals across the country have started using cobots to deliver medications and other supplies to nurses. Merritt opens one of the cabinets built into Moxie's frame.
Right. When Moxie comes to deliver something, we just scan our badge and the drawers will open to whatever drawer she had things hidden in.
Moxie knows what to bring or pick up because nurses use the touchpad screen on the cobot's chest to send it somewhere or place an order. It could get pills from the pharmacy for a patient, take samples to the lab, or grab towels, bandages, PPE, or any other supplies the unit needs. Moxie glides quietly around the hospital and can sense when someone is approaching so it doesn't collide with people or equipment. Merritt says Moxie sometimes arrives unannounced.
She just makes a noise and says, I'm here for a pickup. Please load Moxie.
Moxie is one of two cobots provided by Diligent Robotics of Austin, Texas. Christiana is the only hospital in the Philadelphia region with the latest technology. Roboticist Andrea Tomas is Diligent's co-founder.
We really wanted to find a place where robots could truly join a team of people and impact their daily work by taking on some of the low-level tasks. And hospitals is a great example of clinical teams that are working together to provide high-quality patient care.
Jim McAdams is Christiana's digital acceleration director. He says the Moxies are a welcome addition to the staff.
Robotics has matured to that point with AI and machine learning that we can start to teach some repeatable tasks that are of high value within functional environment.
The two Moxies started working in February. They are currently mapping the floors to learn their way around so they can operate autonomously. They have a robotic arm to retrieve supplies and operate buttons to put in codes for elevators. And they can work 22 hours a day. Though the Moxies can put in superhuman hours, McAdams stresses that they are designed to reduce the stress and workload of nurses, not replace them.
Moxie specifically is a cobot, meaning it's not meant to take the place of any position. It's meant to work in tandem with humans, and that's huge. That allows more high-value tasks for our nursing staff and allows Moxie to do a lot of the running, fetching, finding.
The Moxies came to the hospital near Newark, courtesy of a $1.5 million grant from the American Nurses Foundation. Cardiac unit manager Andrea Sweeney is grateful.
I love Moxie. Moxie has been able to put our nurses back at the bedside instead of the nurse running around the hospital looking for supplies or going to get medications.
The cobots get noticed, too. Retired nurse Janelle Banks walked down the hall with Moxie on her way to see a patient. She worries the cobot could make mistakes and harm patients, but hospital officials assure her that Moxie doesn't interact with patients. Overall, though, Banks is a fan.
As much as I love nurses, bless their hearts, I think Moxie probably doesn't become tired. She probably doesn't have the emotional stress of everyday family. So I'm going with Moxie. I'm mesmerized. She's kind of cool.
So don't be surprised if you're at the hospital someday and you see Moxie and hear these polite words.
Pardon me. May I get to that spot, please?
If the first two hires continue meeting expectations, Christiana will eventually have five Moxies making the rounds. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.